This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. We bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program.
And national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. My name's Tass. Good morning. My co-host this morning is Macca, laughing Macca. Macca, put on your shirt.
Oh, look. Naked.
So, Macca, how was your week?
I feel disillusioned, Tess.
Disillusioned, Macca?
I feel disillusioned by the state of Australian politics and also US politics. I have spent some time watching the impeachment trial in the US Senate, which is being chaired by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and all senators have to be there. They're not allowed to have their phones. They're supposed to be paying attention. A lot of them aren't paying attention. But the interesting thing about this impeachment trial, so people can understand it, imagine you're charged with an offence and you go to court. There will be a prosecution case and there'll be a defence case. But no evidence can be produced and no witnesses can be called. Do you think that's a way to run?
Well, how does that work? How does that work? How does that work? How does that work?
So I've been watching it, and you know, if ever you thought there was polarisation of views in Australian politics, which there is, but in American politics, it's even more pronounced. So you're having a trial. Did Donald Trump break the law? Did he try, you know, to influence? Did he use his position of influence to, you know, make someone do something that perhaps they didn't want to do? That's broadly other matters, but no evidence can be produced and no witnesses can be called.
I just think the whole thing's a farce, actually.
Well, he says it's a hoax, but I think it's actually...
It's a farce.
You look at, you know, there have been two previous impeachment trials. Clinton was one, and the previous one was, I think his name was Andrew Johnson, and he missed being impeached by one vote. By one vote.
Now, Macca, just explain, what does impeachment mean? What does it mean to be impeached?
It means that you can no longer be president. It means that the House has already said you should be impeached. The Senate acts as the higher court, and as I said, it's chaired by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. If found guilty by, and I think it has to be 61 votes... might be 63, but 61 votes, senators, then you're no longer president.
And 61 represents what percentage?
It's a majority plus one. I think it's either 61 or 63. And what then happens is Mike Pence becomes president. Now, I actually put $5 on a betting platform on Mike Pence being the presidential nominee.
I wished you wouldn't bet, Macca.
You know, but if anything I win, I donate.
Why don't you just express a wish instead?
No, anything I win, I donate to Joy.
Okay, lovely.
So I put $5 on Mike Pence being the Republican nominee. And if he is, I win $1,000. That's how long the odds are.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. In terms of disillusionment with Australian politics, it's not just sports grants. You know, it's response to bushfires, climate change.
Poor governance.
You know, poor governance.
Non-representative governance.
Look, I'm not denying, you know, in terms of grants that government give, often there's a lot of patronage and partisanship goes on there. No one can deny that. But this is a new benchmark. This is a new benchmark. And, you know, I think...
I want to explore that with our two commentator
guests
today.
It's a new benchmark.
It'll be very interesting to see what John Pizzuto has to say and also what Toby Halligan has to say.
Now, there's an area of Phillip Island where the Penguin Parade is, where the government bought a whole lot of houses.
Hmm.
Now, many years ago, there was a house there, beautiful house, and it was called the Gully Trap. Now, you know what the Gully Trap is? Gully trap is like a grease trap.
Collects rubbish.
Yeah, outside, you know, a drain.
It's like a filter.
A filter for the drain. And this house was called the Gully Trap. And the reason is because the people who owned it, the married couple that bought it, when the woman told her parents she was going to marry this guy, they said, "Don't do that, you'll end up in the Gully Trap." So they built this beautiful house and called it the Gully Trap, right? Sports rorts are the Gully Trap. This is, you know... You can't even begin. Some of the grants are extraordinary. Let's put aside the shooting club one. How about one to a sports club, $500,000 to build change and toilet facilities for the female team? Well, that's good. Yeah, $500,000 would be nice.
Do they have a female team?
No, the female team all resigned in 2018 because of sexism in the club.
Which club was that, Macca?
I can't remember the name. Fiona will Google it. But that's just one example. You know, the Deputy Prime Minister, his son is, you know, involved in the executive of a football club. They got a very large grant. And Bridget McKenzie said...
I think we need to explore this issue with both of our guests.
This is reverse pork barrelling, she said. You know, more Labor seats got grants than would have under the official process. Good on you, Bridget.
I thought it was a needs-based program, actually.
Yeah,
but... And more importantly, Macca, the advice of the responsible authority was ignored. That's the thing
needs-based.
That's most...
It was based on the need to win marginal seats. So I think...
Macca, I'm going to just change the gear slightly, because we will be talking, we'll be doing a deeper dive into that topic much later on in the show.
So I'm going to give the state Labor government a bit of a slap after 11 too.
Yeah, good. There you go. I just want to acknowledge that we're in the middle of Midsummer Festival.
We are.
For those of you who attended the carnival last week, you would have seen what a roaring success it was. It was actually well attended,
yes,
both by patrons, community, organisations, etc. And I just want to
the
send
old Collegians Rugby Club.
The old Collegians Rugby Club. Never heard of them.
Like the Mossman Rowing Club. You know, they were doing it hard.
They were.
$1,000 a year membership. Extraordinary.
We will talk more about that later, Macca. But I want to send out I want to send out a big congratulations to Midsummer.
Yep.
And their management team for putting on such an amazing festival.
The festival's got a lot of history.
I've heard nothing but
every year
absolute
they
positive
to make it
rave
better
reviews.
And better and better. Now, I've got a quick message for 317. I'm not going to tell you who 317, but we're working on next week. Someone that you always ask us about will be in the studio potentially with another politician hosting. It's not confirmed yet, but 317. You cannot...
Macca, there's no point in letting people know that you're doing something and it's not confirmed.
Yes, I can.
I mean, that's just bull.
I'm just being a politician.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.